You're going to be a great MC. Oh. You got to come up with jokes. Woo. Well, you're funny already, so glory to God. Amen. A sermon entitled tonight, The Search for Glory. Out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, 23 and 24. Amen. I hope to get you out by about 11:30 tonight. Hallelujah. What? Pastor, I'm leaving. Now, before you get started. You know, after the pastor, I'll give you an opportunity to get to your text. Jeremiah, chapter 9. It's right after Isaiah, right before, all the lamentations. Glory to God. If you have your online, glory to God, it's easy. I suggest you get your e-Bible, glory to God. Listen, this is not there to offend anybody. So I'm putting a public service announcement. This is not to offend anybody, glory to God. Don't get offended, folks. Amen. It says, after the pastor had preached a sermon on pride, a woman who had heard the sermon waited for him and told him that she was distressed in her mind and that she would like to confess her sin to him. The pastor asked her what was her sin. She answered, I struggle with the sin of pride, for I sit for hours every day admiring my beauty in front of a mirror. Responded the pastor, that's not the sin of pride, that's the sin of imagination. Whoa. See, we try to find glory in ourselves, but it isn't there. For many of us, we think more of ourselves than we ought to. Pride is one of man's biggest sin, if not the biggest. It is the opinion of many people that pride keeps more people away, from surrendering their lives to Jesus than anything else. Today, people are full of themselves. They want to be an influencer in every capacity. They want to be the next big thing. Let me see how many likes I can get. Let me see how much my ego is going to be puffed up. See, people are full of themselves, and because of that, they do not see a need to be able to come, and be able to surrender their lives to Jesus. They are full of themselves, and they glory in themselves. That is their source of joy. That is their source of satisfaction. And ultimately, folks, that's what they pursue, and that's what they're pursuing the most tonight. So what tonight are you pursuing the most? What are you chasing after? See, God here in our text, he wants to be able to let you and I know. He wants to speak to you and I, He wants to be able to let us know, that not to be able to delight ourselves in the things of this world. Could you find true satisfaction tonight in one thing? And that is being satisfied in the Lord. Let's read our text tonight. Amen. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. For thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. Let us be able, God, to find full satisfaction in you, God. Let us be able, God, to glory in you and not anything else tonight. Father, break those things, God, which take us away, God, from drawing ourselves closer and closer unto you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So what are you tonight, finding yourself being satisfied? What is the world tonight, being satisfied in? In our text, the Lord, he brings forth three things that many people tonight, we are here tonight, they are chasing after. These things, they cannot fulfill the need that you and I have tonight. These things can give you only but a temporal satisfaction. But how many know that in the temporal, it is only in the here and now, a short span. It is like, this storm outside. It's going to come today, and by the end of tonight, in a few more hours, it will have gone away, and then, the cleaning process begins, just like many of other things, it is only for a short span of time, and then, it goes away. But can I tell you, eternity, is longer than the life, that you and I will be here, than the short span of time that you and I will be here on earth. The first thing he talks about, is wisdom. Let not the wise, glory in wisdom. See, technology, how many know, has advanced. We've seen AI, I didn't even know what AI, I thought AI was the city, that Joshua, tried to come after, after he came after Jericho. Then they started talking about it, and can I tell you, I still don't understand it. They said, what is chat? My kids, they come up and they're like, Dad, what's chat GTP? Is it another chat line? See, technology, is getting so advanced. We have seen tremendous, advancements in our lifetime. We've seen medical advancements, medical technology, that is making, that is one of man's biggest advancements. What used to be fatal some years ago is now, expanding because of the advancements of man's life is being prolonged. See, technology is something that is adored by many people tonight. We've seen philosophy. This is one man said philosophy is defined as a blind man in the dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there. See, there have been, some great minds in our world. As we are in the 21st century, we have seen, think tanks go to the next level. In the nation's capital, there are many, places that are considered think tanks. Their job is to think about and come up with new, bright ideas. Many of these people, they have determined that there is no God. And because there is, no God, there is no need for God. They say, Jesus was just a figure of our imagination. They say there is no death. They say there is no resurrection. For many of them, to talk about the cross is talking about, something that is foolish. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation." 1 Corinthians 1:27, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame," those things which are mighty. The New Living Translation says, "Instead, God chose things the world considered foolish in order to shame those who think that they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful." The Amplified Version says, "But God has selected for his purpose the foolish things that are in the world to shame the wise, revealing their ignorance. And God has selected for his purpose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, revealing their frailty." See, technology tonight and all of its advancements, they may prolong your life, but each and every one of us will still one day have to face our Maker. Hebrews 9:27, "And it is appointed upon man once to die, but after this, the judgment." See, people tonight can deny that they want God, but one day man will know the full truth. Secondly, let the mighty man glory. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. This is talking about power. See, God speaks, here about might. See, people love and they lust after power. For many of them, this is the answer, to everything. Many say this is the difference maker. It is survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive. How many have ever heard those things? The country with the most weapons, will be the strongest. The political power that controls, the three branches of government will be, the most powerful. The one that forces his idea, will have, the most might. See, many people tonight, this is what they desire. Let me be the most powerful. Let me be the most mighty. Let me be, the strongest. They will stop at nothing. They will kill. They will step over anybody or anything that gets in their way. The truth about it tonight is that no matter what power one might gain, there is one who will always be the most powerful. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. See, thirdly, he speaks, he says, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. See, thirdly, he speaks about, those who seek to find glory in, riches. See, many of us here, we know somebody that their aim was to pursue and get the most, amount possible. Many of us here, we have heard of the Midas touch, King Midas. See, Midas was a man who wished that everything he touched would turn to gold. However, he had not thought, that this wish was not actually a blessing, but a curse. His greed led, his greed lets you and I know what we can have, to think of the consequences that lead us, to become slaves of one of our greatest desires. As King Midas comes, he loved his daughter, and as he's there, everything that he would touch, when he would touch food, it would turn to gold. So when his daughter came and she wanted, to give him a hug, as he touched her and hugged her, she turned to gold. See, the things that he wanted now became, a curse upon his life. See, nothing tonight, drives people more than to obtain riches in the world. It's not only in this country, but the world is driven, listen to me, by one thing, the currencies, the mighty dollar, the buck. Let me look at my portfolio, my 401k. My IRA, my savings. You can look at my savings. There's nothing there. Let me see, how many stocks, how many bonds, what I have, all these different things. Let me, we're there. We're always where we spend our time. And all it does is get our attention, because all we want to do is see, how much, more that we've made. The worst thing about it is that it's not just outside. But many of churches are preaching on prosperity. Prosperity. Just be rich and you'll be happy. Whoever dies with the most toys, you win. How many know that if you die with the most toys, you still die? See, no matter how many toys, you die, you will still have to face God. And he doesn't take cash. He doesn't take checks. He doesn't take Visa. He doesn't take MasterCard or American Express tonight. 1 Corinthians 1:28 says, God chose what is low and the despised in the world. In closing tonight, God has told us the foolishness of wisdom, power, and riches. These are the things, those are the things that should be priorities in the thoughts and actions. Those things should not be, in the forefront of our lives. Wisdom, let me see how much I can advance. Listen, can I tell you? Wisdom is good. So if you, amen, obtain wisdom, that is not a bad thing. But what are you and I wanting it for? Power, what are you and I wanting it for? Riches, what are you and I wanting it for? God says, amen, that you should glory in knowing me. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in all the earth. For these I delight, says the Lord. See, our greatest joy and delight should be to know God more and more. Wisdom, power, and riches will pass away, but the Lord will stand forever. If you, amen, want to find tonight, if you want to find true knowledge, then tonight experience everything in God. You have to know him personally. The Lord is not just somebody's second, amen, hand story. It's not, amen, where you are going to be able to go to a thrift store and get a little bit more of Jesus. Amen. It's got to be something that you obtain, amen, in a personal manner for you and I. You have to know him personally. Let me ask you tonight, how well do you know the Lord tonight? How well do you know about him? How much do you know about him? Well, Pastor, I know that you've told me. See, you're getting somebody else, amen, story. Well, I know from what my dad tells me, from what my mom tells me, from what my brother, my sister, that's somebody else's story, amen. What do you know about Jesus for yourself tonight? How well do you know him? Secondly, he says, in knowing his righteousness. You and I tonight need to know that the Lord is a righteous God. He is perfect. He is good. He is holy. He is God. His standard tonight, amen, of righteousness is revealed in one thing. That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, amen, you and I need to know God. We need to know that God is a righteous God. Third, he says, to know, amen, his judgment. We need to know that the Lord is a judging God. He said he has set the standard, and he judges us against that. See, his standard is not based on how smart we are, on how powerful we are, or how much money we are. But, amen, his standard is based upon how much you and I know about Jesus Christ. That's why, and that is what you and I tonight are going to be judged by. We are going to be judged by how, amen, how we received the greatest gift ever that was given upon to mankind. You are going to be judged not by your goodness, not by anything else, but you are going to be judged by one thing. Did you accept Jesus or not? Lastly, it's about knowing his loving kindness. See, tonight, you and I cannot stand against such a high standard tonight. But to know Jesus is to know God's love. Lovingness It's God's grace and mercy rolled into one amen thing. It is God's covenant that he gave to you and I. You know, God chose to destroy the world one day. Or he said, I'm going to destroy the world. But he found grace in Noah. And after, he went through, he said, this is going to be a covenant. And that is the rainbow, it's not for Pride Month. Amen. It's not for anything thereof. Amen. It is for God's covenant. Amen. That he will not destroy, amen, mankind. Well, everybody wears a rainbow. Listen, there's only one rainbow, and that is God's covenant. Don't know where that came from because that's not in my notes. See, we receive God's covenant when we receive Jesus. Tonight, amen, what are you waiting for? What's keeping you from turning to God? What's keeping you, from finding, the fulfillment in what you need, to be filled by? Our cups are continually draining, and you're trying to fill them with wisdom, with power, with riches, and you're trying to reach and, get all these things into your life only to find yourself having to go over and over, over and over. It's just like the woman at the well. If you drink of this water, hallelujah, you will thirst again. But Jesus said, if you drink of my water, of the living water, you will never thirst again. See, what are we tonight? What are we trying to fill ourselves with? What are you trying to fulfill yourself with? What are you trying to glory yourself in? Jesus said, glory in me. Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in all the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. See, tonight you and I can turn to God. And you will find, everything that you have ever searched for in one package. You will find it in Jesus. You will find it in God. You will find it. He's already here. You don't got to search no more. Now all you have to do is accept it. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. You're here tonight. You're not saved. You're here tonight. You're not right with God. Amen. You're here tonight. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You're here tonight. You're a backslider. With every head bowed and every eye closed. That's you tonight. You're not right with God. That's you tonight. Amen. You're not right. And you're looking and you're looking and you're looking. He's here and he wants to touch your life tonight. He wants to move upon your life tonight. He wants to help you tonight. Instead of running away from him, why don't we run to him? Jesus Christ wants to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Will you accept him? You've been battling. Pastor, I don't know if I could, Pastor. I you know, many of people, we say, I'm good. But we're broken. We're desolate. And we're shattered in many pieces. And tonight, God can bring you back together. He can bring those pieces to come together again. Just like that woman, she went to drink water because she was ashamed in the middle of the heat of the day. I got five husbands, and the one I've had five husbands, and the one that I have now, I'm just shacking up with him. I'm ashamed. I've searched the wrong things. I've searched and I've searched and I'm still empty. I've searched and I've searched and I still find myself unfulfilled. I've searched and I searched and all I find myself is having to go through those same motions over and over again tonight. Jesus Christ, amen. You can glory in him. You can find everything you need in Jesus tonight. Everything that you are looking for is found in one thing, that is Jesus. Amen. You're tired. You're tired tonight because you're searched and you searched and all you've come is empty-handed. Tonight, you can leave full. You can leave satisfied. Because you glory, he says, glory in me. We find ourselves fulfilled, satisfied. You don't have to go out. You found what you were looking for. That is found in Jesus Christ. The altar is open, folks. Come, lay hold of God. Let God touch you tonight. Let God truly fulfill your life. Let God tonight help you. You know, you've searched. Has buscado. Y te encuentras vacío. Buscaste en la sabiduría, en el poder, en las riquezas. Y en toda manera te has y todavía estás vacío. You've searched. God, let me just get. God, just give me. God, just tell me. God, just. God wants you and I to find ourselves being fully satisfied. Not in how much we get. Not in how much we can obtain. But in how much of Jesus that you and I can truly have. How much of Jesus lives in you and I. Are we running on E? Are we running on a quarter? You want to go for the distance, but there's no Jesus inside of you. Tonight, we need to cry out to God. God, I want everything. God, I want everything. Señor, yo quiero todo de lo que tú puedes darme en mi vida. ¿Cuánto de Jesús mora en ti? Queremos ir de una larga distancia, pero no tenemos. Nomás tenemos un cuarto de tanque. See, we want to go the distance, folks. But we don't have. Jesus is only just but a temporal thing in our lives until we find something better. Nada más tenemos lo poquito de Jesús hasta que encuentremos algo mejor. See, if Jesus is not the main thing, si Jesús no es el superior de nuestra vida, then what do we have? Entonces, ¿qué tenemos? Jesus has to be everything in our lives, folks. Amen. The Bible says to be able to glory and find ourselves in Him. Can I tell you? You're not going to find yourself in a better company than if you find yourself in Jesus. No te vas a encontrar en mejor compañía que si te encuentras con Jesucristo. Amen. You're looking. Estás buscando. You can stop. Because just like the woman of the well, let me tell you about the man. Oh, let me tell you about the man that told me everything of my life. Let me tell you about somebody that knows me in such a personal matter.
Déjame decirte de alguien, dijo la mujer en el pozo de agua, que te conoce todo de tu vida.
See, He is our all in all. He cannot just be our sometimes.
No nada más puede ser cuando nosotros le queremos estar o de vez en cuando.
He needs to be everything, or else He's nothing. Amen. Why don't you close this in prayer?